Well, it's great to be here in Menasha, ladies and gentlemen. Menasha. There I said it. And I'm glad. Menasha, Wisconsin. The crown jewel of the Fox Valley. I can say that because I'm the crown jew, actually. Wait a minute, that wasn't in there. What is that? Too long the also-ran in the Nina-Menasha marriage. I say, let's couple with Appleton, since we're already seeing one another. And you got Menashalip, Menashopolis, Menashalipis, Menasha, Menashapolis, Menashapol, what is it? Menashapolis. Huh? That's going to take some work. Menashapolis. Well, what do you know? It's worth thinking about, Menashapolis. It's not worth saying, actually, but it's worth thinking about. Because, you know, if you go to the Wikipedia, Nina, on its wiki page there, doesn't even mention Menasha. Not even a passing reference, you know. They mention Oshkosh. It's not even close. They mention, there's a passing reference to the Chutes. Combined Locks gets a nod, and, you know, there's a shout-out to Kimberly, but no mention at all in the Nina pages of Menasha. A mere oversight? I don't think so. All those years of Nina has the churches, Menasha has the taverns. So tired of that. We didn't pass a single tavern in Menasha. We went into every one of them. There's an older joke. I'd like to know it. The only place you can still get a Walters, you know, that's the
reason.
That's
right. Well,
yeah. Yep. Pretty important. Just for the record, Nina has 44 churches. Menasha has only 29 taverns, plus two wine bars and six bars and grills. So that's a total of almost as many churches. 22 churches to Nina's 44, but adjusted for inflation, that's more than enough. How many denominations are there? You know, how many flavors do you need? You know, Rocky Road Evangelical Lutheran? I don't think so. Well, in other news, too bad about the high-speed rail not happening, huh? Yeah. With high-speed rail, you could sneeze in Menasha and beat the Gesundheit to Nina. People would say, I'm taking the 1005 Gesundheit to Nina. See you at 1006. Combined Locks would be just a blur on the high-speed train. Naturally, the governor-elect doesn't like trains. He's a walker. Yes, sirree. Didn't take me long to figure that one out. Republicans want the steam trains back, of course. That's really the, you know, the thinking there. If you can revive the steam plant, you could fuel them. It would be a great thing. I know, sore point. I won't mention it again. Steam plant. But the massive facelift they're giving 10-441 there, you know, and the bridge and everything there, you know, that's going to make Menasha a destination interchange of the Fox Valley. It's the interchange people are going to want to interchange on, whatever you do on the interchange, change inner. The Roland Campo is the new Golden Gate Bridge, ladies and gentlemen. People are going to come to it. It's something to see. It'll be on coins and stamps. Things like that, commemorative issues. Eight lanes with fishing. Where else can you get that? No more stalled in the fog over the Butamore. Is that it? I've seen it, I just don't know how to say it, you know. See, to me, it's French, isn't it? Death's butt. The French for it, I think. Butamore, as the French say. And they put a walk, there'll be a pedestrian walk on there too, so it'll be the walk de more. The walk of death over there. Walker's gotta like that. It'll be a walk on it. So. Well, it's great to be here. We're staying at the Fox Inn Motel. And there are some renovations going on, but it's It's comfortable. The room service is great. They come right through the walls. From the Casa de Luigi's there, which is kind of hovers in the background. And now for all the greater Menasha and surrounding communities news that isn't. Roofers roofed the wrong house in the 900 block of London Street in Menasha. Roofer Reed Ribble. Says he was distracted by the elections. And he's out of the business now, so it's not his problem. So talk to the next guy. But, you know, maybe we need a roofer to shingle that dome in D.C., you know? Know what I'm saying? No, me neither. Okay. I'd like to get a painter in there and a couple of plasterers, too, in D.C. We could use them even more, I think. Another news, Menasha gets $300,000 to link the Quick Trip with the Friendship Trail. There's a win-win for everybody. That stimulus money finally pays off. Glad to see it. United is scraping the Outagamie to Denver flights. A few people wanted to go from Outagamie to Denver, but nobody wanted to go from Denver to Outagamie. There was no reason. I can't even think of an excuse to do that. Can't imagine the circumstance where you'd want to go from Denver to Outagamie. Can you, Jim?
Only to visit relatives.
How likely is that? Still other news, bondholders want their money back on the failed steam plant, but they're just blowing off steam. I know you take that a little hard. I understand that. I won't mention it again. I'm the steam plant thing. Just a lot of hot, wet air anyhow. But, you know, everyone at the time thought steam was the next big thing. You could understand how that could happen. It's going to be that time of the year where a cozy steam plant sounds pretty good to me. I don't know. Okay. Don't mention steam plant. Okay. Another news, Nina bans K2 synthetic pot, driving users into the town of Menasha with their patchouli oil as well, I might add. That synthetic pot, you have to pretend you're high. The Menasha school superintendent says the schools are going digital. Students lost in texting could not be reached for comment. I mean, with smartphones, why do you even have to go to school anymore? That's what my daughter believes that. I think she's probably right. New flashing yellow left turn arrows bring Fox Valley to a grinding halt. No one can figure out what you're supposed to do in a flashing yellow left turn signal. You know, do you stop? Do you flash? Do you turn? Do you yield? What the heck? The valley residents continue to shortcut the roundabouts across the valley. These roundabouts now, you know, I hate them. I hate them, too. Yeah, they're even offering remedial roundabout classes in Nina. It's true. Oh, you go around them? Jeez. It's a lot straighter if you just cut straight across that thing. There's some equipment in there, but, you know, that clear that out pretty quick. If you've got a Cherokee, you can get right over that stuff. I think, you know, Fox Valley could lead the national revolt against roundabouts. And then next, speed bumps. Speed bumps will be next. Menasha budget shortfall to be made up with only supplying one garbage can per duplex. I don't know how that's going to work. I have to research that more. The town of Menasha wants to change its name due to guilt by association. They can't get a loan or how's it going in the morning. Plexus Electronics to build a new plant in Romania, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see what Ron Johnson has to say about that one. Because Ron Johnson does not rhyme with Romania, ladies and gentlemen. Rhymes with Wisconsin. I know that maybe Russ Feingold could be ambassador to Romania and look after our interests there. So it could work out. And still other news, a combined lock, seeing a lot of Jews stopping looking for the salmon platter. I'll have the locks combination, you know, the combined locks. That's what I first thought. Yeah, there's a couple come down from Green Bay all the time. You know. Grand Chute officials think they're attracting a lot of escort services because of the name. You know, it's not a problem in Little Chute. And there's none in No Shoot, I'll tell you that. The area woman who glued her former boyfriend's Nina to his menasha gets community service, and that's disturbing. Kimberly Clark moves a diaper operation overseas to Russia with Huggies. Caught Ron Johnson with his pull-ups down on that one. Menasha Packaging gets the okay for its wind turbines. Plus, they get to keep all the geese so they can slice and dice, ladies and gentlemen. That's a win-win again. Hurricane-like winds in the Fox Valley sweep at least one roofer into office. Red Reflector is said to really kill the mood at the end of Nicolet Boulevard. Well, you want to park there and look at red reflectors? I don't think so. And Governor-elect Walker says he'd like to see a traditional deer hunt this year, drunken bond traders from Chicago playing cribbage and duct taping sleeping guys to their bunks. I presume he means. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. Great to be here in Menasha. Crown jewel of the Fox Valley. Oh, right there.